A few short months before I was born, on a hot and humid July morn, a stranger came to our Tennessee town. It was easy to see that he'd been around. So full of stories of varying themes, tales of woe, of passion and dreams. Right then, from the very start, he captivated my papa's heart. And before you could whistle, Jimmy cracked corn, papa had invited him home. Then I was born and filled my space, and as I grew up, I never questioned his place. He'd sit right there in the corner and weave his stories by the hour, and no one could leave. Hypnotized by the tales he told, we were fascinated why he could hold our whole family spellbound hours on end. Except for Mama, who'd recommend we all grab some book or go outside and get some exercise. Who's he, the stranger, that's molding our thoughts and lives? Is he a danger, or just opening up our eyes? Who's he, the stranger, an enemy or a friend? One thing for sure, we'll never be the same again. We'll never be the same again. Now he knew the past like no other creature, understood the present, predicted the future. Politics, history, science, or sports, why, he knew it all, a genius of sorts. He took us to all his favorite places and filled our anxious, waiting faces with all the good things he'd been told. Yep, he knew the world, its glitter and gold, but he also knew the darker side and loved to lay it before our eyes. Papa and Mama had strong convictions and ran our house with loving restrictions. No bad language was ever to be heard, but how the stranger liked four-letter words that stung my ears and made them burn and made dear Mama and Papa squirm. He'd boldly stand right there and sneer at values that my folks held dear. Why, to this day, I just cannot perceive why Papa never asked him to leave. Had some strange ideas about sex and constantly offered us cigarettes, preaching to us that beer and wine would somehow bring us peace of mind. Gory stories filled with action and bloody endings were his passion. As I look back on all those years, I truly feel that so many fears I've had through life were planted then while spending time with him. Who's he, the stranger, that's molding our thoughts and lives? Is he a danger, or just opening up our eyes? Who's he, the stranger, an enemy or a friend? One thing for sure, we'll never be the same again. We'll never be the same again. Now 40 years have come and gone, both Mama and Papa have slowed down some. Papa's no longer so in a daze from the stranger's talkative ways. But to this day, if you walk in my parents' house, there in the den the stranger sits, just a-waiting for someone to listen to his stories and those tales he loves to weave. His name, we just called him TV. Molding our thoughts and lives. Is he a danger, or just opening up our eyes? TV, the stranger, be careful what he has to say. One thing's for sure, you better take control today. You better take control. TV, the stranger, that's molding our thoughts and lives. Is he a danger, or just opening up our eyes? Stranger, be careful what he has to say. One thing's for sure, you better take control today. You better take control today.